ding-dong, they came upon the village which Geraint had seen alive in his childhood, and asleep or dead in his dreams. He was alive now, and all the villagers curtsied as the horsemen clattered down the street and turned off into the lane that ends in the abyss of dream. Geraint had previously entered that abyss only at night, and wondered what it would look like by day. So he watched anxiously as the cauldron approached its brink. Just as they got off the rising ground to the precipice, a golden glare came somewhere out of the east, and hid all the landscape in its effulgent draperies. The abyss was now a seething chaos of roseate and cerulean splendor, and invisible voices sang exultantly as the knightly entourage plunged over the edge and floated gracefully down past glittering clouds and silvery processions. Endlessly down the horsemen floated, their chargers pawing the ether as if galloping over golden sands. And then, the luminous vapors spread apart to reveal a greater brightness, the brightness of the city's silver fires.